Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Talk about the power of Christ. I mean, there's so many scriptures. I think it's 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. And Tozer talks about, if this power as a reality of God really means this, then we should be some of the most amazing people on the planet, walking in the power of Christ. Mm-hmm. Talk about the power of the risen Christ, Christ in us.
Well, oh gosh, Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? Mm. I love that so much from Colossians. In us, the hope of glory is on the inside of us. At the moment we are all saved, the Holy Spirit of God takes up residence in us. So anyone who places faith in Jesus Christ, you have got all of the power of God the Father living in you. So the Holy Spirit is not, you know, like a ghost or a wind or a fire or a dove. He's often symbolized by those things in Scripture, but that's not who he is. Mm. He is the third person of the Trinity, not third because he's least in value or something like that, only third because he's the last to be revealed to us in the pages of Scripture. But all of the fullness of God the Father, the power that we think of when we consider God the Father, is in the person of the Holy Spirit. So if you're a believer and the Holy Spirit lives in you, well, then that means all of the power of God is on the inside of you. So the question is not whether or not you have enough power. It's whether or not you're accessing the power, whether or not you're utilizing it. It's kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies. You remember they were sitting on all that oil? And then one day they just happened to sprout a leak and they realized they had all of this resource available to them and they'd been living like hillbillies the whole time.
Perfect.
Well, what a disappointment it would be for you and I to have all this treasure on the inside of us and never, ever fully access what it is that God has given us the ability and the great privilege of accessing in our life. And so, yeah, it's the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Mm. Think about how much power it just takes for you and I to rouse our sleeping teenagers on a Saturday. Mm. Well, Christ was raised from the dead. That's a lot of power. And it is that same power that is inside of us to strengthen us, to empower us, to encourage us, to guide us, to comfort us, and to keep us right smack dab in the will of God and living the victorious, abundant life we've been called to experience.